with your winter gloves when it snowed? Make snowballs, make a snowman, play in the snow. Oh, use a sled. Did you guys go sledding?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's
that's a shield.
Yep, you can use it as a shield. So there's lots of really cool things you can do with your winter gloves when it snows. Why don't you guys put those right down there? And then I have one more pair at the bottom of the bag. What are these? Yeah, these are medical gloves. So we use these at our house. Sometimes we use them for cleaning out sinks or cleaning bathrooms. But if you're using them as a medical glove, what might you do with those? Yeah, if you're a doctor and you want to do some blood tests, you want to take some blood, what else could you do? What could you do if you were a, yeah, what would a surgeon do? Yeah, surgery. So you could do some really important work with those gloves, really, maybe even sometimes life-saving work. So we have all these gloves here. And when you have your hands in them, you can do really great things with them, really special things. But I want you to put them back in that pile right now. So don't touch them. If your hands aren't in them and they're just sitting down there in a pile, what do they look like? Not much, right? They're kind of just flat, kind of lifeless. Are they busy doing all kinds of incredible things right now? No. What do you have to do? Oops, so. What do you have to do in order for them to do really cool, incredible things like build a snowman or do some work in the garden or save a life as a surgeon? What do you have to do?
Put your hand in them.
You have to put your hand in. They can't do it on their own. And with they're like this on their own, they're just flopping around kind of lifeless. All right, stick them back in the pile. And I'm going to tell you that that reminds me of a really special verse in the book of Galatians. Is that Old Testament or New Testament? New Testament, the book of Galatians is a letter. Anybody know who wrote it? Paul wrote it, that's right. Yeah. Paul is in the New Testament and he wrote the book of Galatians. And let me read you this verse. This is a really neat verse. So this is Galatians 2:20. It says, and Paul's the one who's talking. So he says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So this is a really interesting verse, and it's talking about when we become Christians. And when we become Christians, when we decide, I'm going to give my life to God and live just for him, there's something really special that changes in us. Our old life goes away, and we live a brand new life. And who is living in us when we decide we're going to become Christians? God, right? And so it's kind of like we go from just being floppy old lifeless gloves to what comes inside. Who comes inside? Yeah, God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. So when Jesus is in our life, when the hand goes inside the glove, all of a sudden it can do all kinds of really special, amazing things. And when you have God, when you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you, that is a really big, important, life-changing kind of thing. And all of a sudden, you can do really special things. You can memorize a bunch of amazing Bible verses, and you can have a really solid relationship with God and other people, and you can do all kinds of special things in your church. But it is really important to remember that it's not really us who's doing all of those things, because by ourselves, we're just like what? A pile of old garbage, lifeless gloves. But when we have Jesus Christ living in us, we can do amazing, special, spectacular things. So the next time you go to the doctor and see a medical glove, or the next time you're helping your mom in the garden, or the next time you put on some warm winter gloves for school, I want you to think about all the cool things your glove can do with your hand inside of it. And I want you to think of all of the cool, special things that you can do when Jesus Christ is living in you. Can you do that? All right, let's pray. Dear God, thank you for today. I thank you for your word, and I thank you for Paul's letter to the Galatians, and I thank you that you can take every single one of us, and when we have your spirit in us, and when we have you with us, that is a life-changing event, and I pray that we would remember that. We would remember that it's not us, but that it's you living in us. Help us keep that lesson in our hearts as we go throughout the rest of church today and as we go through this week. In your name I pray. Amen. All right. Can you put those gloves back in? Okay. Put them in. You're good.
刚才呢，Corny 呢给孩子的信息是，他是用一些手套来带出了他的信息。Corny 呢拿了几种的手套，有你在花园和菜园做工用的园艺的手套，有冬天戴的保暖的手套，还有医生用的或者护士用的医用的手套。Corny 跟孩子们说，当这个手套戴在手上的时候，你可以用这些手套做不同的事情。园艺的手套你可以保护手做工作，保暖的手套可以下雪的时候打雪仗堆雪人。然后医用的手套呢，医生可以用来做手术。但是他们Corny 让孩子把这些手套放在那边，又问孩子，那这些手套放在这边有用吗？孩子们都说，当手套放在这里，没有手在里边的时候，就是垃圾，没有任何的用处。然后呢，康妮就跟孩子们分享了，经文也是今天讲到要讲的经文，就是加拉太书的2章20节。我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我的，为我舍命。Corny 的信息跟孩子们说，就是说，当有主，你相信了主基督耶稣，当主基督耶稣在你的生命当中呢，你的生命就像这些戴上戴在手上的手套一样，就可以做为神做美好的工作，就可以有新的生命为主做工。当你的生命当中没有主基督耶稣的时候呢，你的生命可能就像这些手套放在那里，没有任何的用处。谢谢。
All right. Well, good morning, everybody.
大家早上好。
Happy Chinese New Year. I had no idea. Happy New Year, everybody.
农历新年快乐。
I invite you this morning to open your Bibles to Galatians chapter 2.
我今天邀请你打开你的圣经，在加拉太书的第二章。
And I've titled this sermon today, Not I, But Christ, and Nothing Else.
今天呢，我的题目是不是我，是基督，没有其他。
Sometimes when you open the scriptures, you may find yourself on slightly holier ground.
有时当你打开你的圣经的时候，你会发现自己是处在一个稍微神圣的立场上。
Sometimes you feel like these scriptures are written with just a little bit more blood than the others may be.
就有的时候呢，你感觉这些经文呢是用比其他经文多一点的血写成的。
It's as if we're on a taller mountain in the mountain range.
或者是你站在这个山脉当中最高的山上写成的。
I feel as though we may be there today.
我觉得今天我们可以就是在那里。
Our text is like a brilliant star surrounded by myriads of others.
我们的经文就像一颗被无数其他星星包围的璀璨的星星。
It's like a pearl in the oyster.
好像一个牡蛎当中的珍珠。
A bigger jewel on the crown.
皇冠上最大的宝石。
And we know this text well, don't we?
我们很熟悉今天的经文，是不是？
Galatians 2 verse 20 says this, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.And the life which I live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me.
加拉太书二章二十节，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
In this epistle to the Galatians, Faith alone is the crux of the entire message.
在这封写给加拉太人的书信当中，唯独信心是整个信息的核心。
Faith is the most important point Paul is making.
唯独信心是保罗所阐述的最重要的一点。
And Paul implores his readers to abandon all other pursuits of self-righteousness and to simply live by faith.
保罗恳求他的读者放弃所有其他自以为是的追求，而单单靠着基督而活。
Let's read that scripture one more time, and I want us to focus right now on the first three words of this powerful scripture. I have been. There's a certainty behind these words.
当我们读这段重新的读这个经文的时候呢，我想把你的重点放在前三个字，就是我已经。这个我已经呢，就是表明了一种确定性。
There is a confidence behind these words.
这有一个非常强的自信在这三个词的后边。
As Paul writes, he is certain of a specific event, of who he is, of a noticeable and radical change in his life.
正如保罗所写，他确信这一具体事件，他是谁，他的生命当中发生了明显而彻底的变化。
A change that remains right up into this very moment when he writes.
直到他撰写这本书的时候，这个变化仍然存在。
Paul is speaking of this change as if it were a knowable fact.
保罗说的好像这是一个众所周知的事实。
I have been.
我已经。
Next thing I want us to look at is the union. What is this fact that Paul is so confident of?
我下面所说的一点就是这个合一。什么是保罗想要强调的这个事实。
It's a union.
是一个合一。
A union with Christ through a crucifixion.
就是这个合一呢，是通过主基督耶稣在十字架上的奉献的合一。
Not a physical crucifixion. Paul was not physically dead.
不是在肉体上被钉十字架，保罗的肉体没有被钉十字架。
Dead people don't write letters.
死人也不会写信。
What Paul is saying is, I'm as good as dead.
保罗说，我好像死了一样。
The impact of Christ's death has radically transformed me.
基督的死影响彻底改变了我。
And all trusting believers participate symbolically and spiritually with Jesus in his crucifixion.
相信的信徒象征性的和属灵上与基督一起参与了受死受难。
And trusting believers also participate spiritually in Jesus' victory over sin and death.
相信的信徒也在属灵上参与了与耶稣战胜罪和死亡的胜利。
Our unity with Christ is permanent.
我们与基督的合一是永久的。
It never ends and never changes.
永远不会结束，也永远不会改变。
We now live in Christ's strength and not our own.
我们现在生活在基督的力量当中，而不是我们自己的力量中。
Paul wrote in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
保罗在腓立比书的四章十三节写道，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
And when God gave Paul that thorn in the flesh, Paul was indwelled with Christ, and he had the strength to bear it.
当神把一根刺加到保罗的身体的时候，保罗就与基督同住了，他就有力量承受这根刺。
Being unified with Christ also means we will suffer with Christ.
与基督的联合也意味着我们将与基督一同受死。
We become the salt of the earth and we preach the gospel.
当我们传福音的时候，我们就成为这世上的盐。
And although we will have trials and suffering, Christ gives us the resources to bear them all.
尽管我们会遇到考验和痛苦，但基督会给我们支援和力量来承受。
And all who suffer with Christ will have a glorious future ahead.
所有与基督一同受苦的人都将拥有辉煌的未来。
Next, I want us to look at the outcome of faith.
下一点，我们来看一下信心的结果。
Look at our scripture again. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live. But Christ lives in me. The life I live, now I live in the body. I live by faith.
让我们再来读一遍。我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子我而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Though we are in this fleshy body, there's a new spirit within us.
虽然我们还在这个同样的肉体中，但我们里边有一个新的灵。
A new era of life begins with the crucified believer.
一个新的生命时代的开始就在被钉十字架的信徒身上开始了。
We are dead, but never more alive.
我们死了，但永远不会更加的鲜活。
Because spiritual death enables you to experience God in ways you've never understood before.
救人的死亡使你能够以从未理解的方式来体验神。
You will love deeper.
你会爱得更深。
You will forgive greater.
原谅得更多。
You will weep harder.
你哭得更厉害。
And you will shout for joy louder.
你会欢呼得更大声。
Have you been crucified with Christ?
你对神的经历直接对应着。
Do you trust him unconditionally?
你是无条件的相信神吗？
Do you obey his commands?
你相信你遵守神的命令吗？
Do you love Jesus and long for his second coming?
你爱耶稣并渴望他的再来吗？
Is Christ your master?
基督是你的主人吗？
Do you really seek to know God and enjoy God and experience God?
你真的寻求认识神，相信享受神，经历神吗？
Then submit your life to God and enjoy him more deeply than ever.
将你的生命交托给神，并比以往更深入地享受他。
Die to the old sinful ways of living and live now by faith.
摆脱旧有的罪恶的生活方式，现在凭着信心而生活。
You may ask, how do I do this?
你可能问，我该如何做呢？
Well, let me put it this way.
让我这样说。
You are not your own.
你的生命不再是你自己的。
Your life is not your own.
你的生命不再是你自己的。
You are not your own.
你不是你自己的。
My eyes, they are now his, so that I don't lust after the things which I see or covet my neighbor's possessions.
我的眼睛现在是他的了，这样我就不会贪恋我所看见的东西，也不会嗜于邻居的财产。
My mind is his, so that I meditate on the things above.
我的思想是他的，所以我默想上面的事情。
I guard my thoughts so that I can resist Satan and his deceptive attacks to create doubt in my mind.
我保守我的思想，这样我就可以抵抗撒旦和他对我的欺骗性的攻击，使我的思想产生怀疑。
My feet are his, so that I walk in a manner to please him alone.
我的脚是他的，所以走路的方式也是为了取悦他。
He guides my steps.
他指引我的脚步。
He leads me to still waters.
他带我到静水边。
I go where he commands.
我去他命令的地方。
My hands are his so that I participate in the building of the kingdom of God.
我的手属于他，这样我就可以参与神的国度的建设。
I'm no longer concerned about building the man-made temples that please people.
而不是建造那些人造的寺庙来取悦人。
My job is now a means to glorify the kingdom.
我的工作现在是荣耀神国度的一种手段。
I no longer work solely for personal gain or career advancement or a big salary.
我不会只为了个人的利益、职业的发展或者更高的薪水而工作。
My money is no longer mine, but his.
我的钱不再是我的，而是他的。
For Jesus' purpose, as Christ would call on me to use it.
为了基督的目的，基督会呼吁我如何使用我的金钱。
God doesn't need my money. It's all his money.
神不需要我的钱，这些钱都是神的钱。
But what he does give to me, I am a steward.
但他确实给了我，我是一名管家。
I'm a steward to help churches and pastors and missionaries continue the work of reaching the world for Christ.
我是一名管家来帮助教会、牧师和传教士继续为基督接触世界的工作。
I am just a steward of his money.
我们只是他钱财的管家。
My time is his time.
我的时间也是他的时间。
I view every day as a gift from above.
我把每一天都视为神赐予给我的礼物。
Every day is another day that I can glorify God with my life.
每一天都是新的一天，我可以用我的生命来荣耀神。
And wherever my life takes me, I go by faith.
无论我的生命走向何方，我凭着信心前行。
I go where he calls in faith.
我凭着信心去他所呼召我的地方。
For without faith, it is impossible to please God.
因为没有信心就不可能取悦神。
I am crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。Not
I, but Christ and nothing else.
不是我，而是基督，没有其他。Everything
about me is no longer me.
我的一切都不再是我的了。I
no longer live, yet I've never been more alive in my life.
我不再活着，但我的生命从未如此的鲜活。I
live for him.
我为他而活。My
identity has changed.
我的身份已经改变了。I'm
a follower of Christ.
我现在是基督的追随者。His
disciple.
他的门徒。His
child.
他的孩子。And
his heir.
他的继承人。You
say, what would, you say, why would you ever do that?
你可能会说，你为什么要这样做呢？
Why would you ever give up your goals and your desires and the pleasures of life?
你为什么要放弃你的目标、理想和生活的乐趣呢？
You say, I'm young and I have too much life left to live to be concerned with that.
你会说我还很年轻，我的生命还有很多的时间，没有必要去关心这个。
Well, let me tell you the reason.
现在来让我告诉你这原因是什么。
The reason for faith is what he did for me.
信心的理由就是他为我做了什么。
Let's look at our text again. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live, I live in the body. I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me.
让我们再读一遍这个经文。我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。 并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。And
now we find the reason for faith.
现在我们找到了信心的理由。We've
searched deeper and deeper, and now we have found the foundation of saving faith.
我们越来越深入的寻找，现在已经找到了得救信心的基础。Saving
faith is found in a person.
得救的信心是在爱我的人当中找到了。
Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督,
who loves me.
他爱我。
The Son of God loves me and gave himself up for me.
神的儿子爱我，为我而舍己。
Ponder that thought in your heart for a moment.
在心里思考一下这个想法。
The Son of God loves me and gave himself up for me.
神的儿子爱我，为我舍己。
Every one of us can insert our name into this statement.
我们每一个人都可以在这份陈述当中加入我们的名字。
This is personal to Paul.
这对保罗来说是对他来说非常重要的个人的事。
And it should be personal to us.
这对我们来说也应该是一件非常重要的事。
God loves each one of us.
神爱我们每一个人。
And he's proven it.
他已经证明了这一点。
You say, what has God ever done for me?
你可能会问，神究竟为我做了什么呢？
Well, God gave up his only son.
神放弃了他独生的爱子。
And his only son gave himself up for you.
他的独生的爱子为你而舍命。
Jesus has done more for you than any friend you'll ever have.
耶稣为你所做的事情可能比你所拥有的任何的朋友做的事情都多。
He's done more for you than money could ever buy.
比金钱能买到的更多。
And that was his plan from the beginning.
这从一开始就是他的计划。
Look at Mark 10:45.
让我们看。
Even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
马可福音的10:45，因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Look at John 10:11. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
约翰福音10:11。我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
I have faith in my wife because she shows me that she loves me every day.
我对我的妻子有信心，因为她每天都向我表出了她对我的爱。
Even when I'm unlovable, she still shows me that she loves me.
甚至有的时候很难来爱我，但是她还是向我表明她很爱我。
I have faith in the Son of God because of the evidence of his love.
我对神的儿子有信心，是因为他的爱是有证据的。
He didn't just say he loves me.
他不只是说他爱我。
He proved it when he gave himself up for me.
他证明了他对我的爱，当他为我舍己的时候。
Because God demonstrated his love for you, you can now live by faith.
因为神彰显了他的爱，说你现在也可以。凭着信心而活。
I want to ask you today, what have you ever done to deserve such a love from God?
今天我想在这里问你一下，你做了什么事值得神如此的爱你？
If we're honest, we would admit that we have done absolutely nothing to deserve this love.
如果我们诚实的话，我们会承认，我们绝对没有做任何的事情值得这样的爱。
If we're really honest, we would admit that our thoughts and our actions are polar opposites from deserving this love.
如果我们真的很诚实的话，我们会承认我们的想法，我们的行为可能与值得这种爱截然相反的。
If we're dishonest, we would say we deserve it because we're good people.
如果我们不诚实，我们会说这是我们应得的，因为我们是好人。
For those of this thought process, I invite you to view Exodus 20 and the Ten Commandments.
对于那些有过这些思考过程的人，我邀请你来阅读出埃及记的20:10.
This is God's law and his standard of righteousness, and God demands absolute perfection.
这是神的律法和他公义的标准，神要求绝对的完美。
After reading the Ten Commandments, then we'll be honest and admit that we've done absolutely nothing to deserve God's grace.
当我们读完十诫之后，我们就会诚实的承认，我们完全没有做任何值得恩典的事情。
The Ten Commandments, the law, it says, I.
律法十诫，他说我。
I can save myself.
我可以拯救我自己。
The law says, I don't need Christ.
这律法说我不需要基督。
The law says you can take down the cross because Christ died needlessly.
律法说你可以拆下十字架，因为基督不必要的去死了。But
grace says Christ.
但恩典说基督。Grace
is the opposite of law.
基督是与律法完全相反的。
Grace proves that God deals with his people not on the basis of merits or worthiness.
恩典证明神对待他的子民不是根据子民的优点或者价值。
Instead, God deals with us according to our need.
相反的，神会根据我们的需要来对待我们。
Out of the goodness and the generosity of his heart.
出于神内在的良善和慷慨。
Ephesians 2:8, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It's the gift of God.
以弗所书2:8节，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
Grace means that God supplies us richly with undeserved blessings.
恩典意味着神丰富地赐给我们不值得的祝福。
And out of God's grace came the Son of God because of our great need.
由于我们巨大的需要，神的儿子从神的恩典当中降生了。
The need for forgiveness of our sin.
我们的需要，我们的罪需要宽恕。
Out of God's grace, the Son of God gave himself up for me and for you.
出于神的恩典，神的儿子为我和你舍了自己的性命。
I promise you, we don't deserve it.
我向你保证，我们是不值得的。
But I promise you that God is gracious.
我向你保证，神是充满恩典的。
The law says, do.
律法说做。
Grace says done.
恩典说完成了。
It is finished is the victory cry of Jesus when he was on the cross.
当耶稣在十字架上胜利的呼喊，他是说恩典说成了。Grace
says done.
恩典说成了。Brothers
and sisters, this is the gospel message.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是福音。
Salvation is a free gift from God, given with grace.
恩典是神白白赐予的礼物，是带着恩典赐予的。The
gospel says that blood must be shed.
福音说必须为罪流血。The
gospel says that Christ gave himself up for you.
福音说基督为你而舍命。The
gospel says you have been bought with a price.
福音说你们是重价买来的。
The gospel says the price is the blood of Christ.
福音说这代价就是基督的血。The
gospel is the great exchange.
福音是伟大的交通。Jesus
Christ for you.
基督是为你。The
gospel says that Jesus got the punishment and you got the reward.
福音说耶稣受了惩罚，而你得到了奖赏。Christ
died to save sinners.
基督为拯救罪人而死。The
sinners who are saved by him are the sinners who have all of their faith and trust in him.
被他拯救的罪人是那些对他有全部的信心和信赖的罪人。And
I trust Jesus so much that my flesh has been crucified, and the life I now live, I live for him.
我如此的相信 耶稣基督，以至于我的肉体已经与基督同定十字架，我的生命现在是为他而活。I
do not know all the mysteries of the Bible.
我不知道圣经的全部的奥秘。But
there's one thing I do know.
但有一件事我确实的知道。
I once was lost, but now I'm found.
我曾经迷失过, 但现在我被找到了。
I once was blind, but now I see.
我曾经是瞎子, 但是我现在可以看见了。
Because I see, I am now a witness.
因为我看到我了, 我现在就是他的见证。
Just as Paul witnessed Christ on the Damascus Road, I am a witness to the life-changing power of Jesus Christ.
正如保罗在大马士革路上见证了基督一样, 我也是基督改变生命力量的见证人。
I now live because Christ lives.
我活着是因为基督活着。
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
赞美归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神。
Jesus did not stay dead on that cross.
基督耶稣并没有死在十字架上。
They would take Jesus' bloody and broken body and they'd move it to a tomb.
他们带走了耶稣血淋淋破碎的身体，并将耶稣挪到了坟墓里。
And they laid his body in that tomb.
他们把耶稣的尸体放在了坟墓里。
And they rolled a stone in front of the door.
并且把一个大石头滚到了门前。
And Jesus was dead.
耶稣死了。
No ordinary man could ever accomplish the victory that Christ had that glorious morning.
没有一个普通人能够完成基督在那个荣耀的早晨所取得的胜利。
Jesus Christ rose from the dead and defeated death.
耶稣基督战胜了死亡。
No other religious God, no other man could ever defeat death like Christ.
并且从死里复活了，没有其他任何的宗教的，有引号的神，没有其他任何的人能够像基督一样战胜死亡。
There is no other God.
没有别的神。
Jesus resurrected from the dead, and by faith, you are now raised to walk in new life.
耶稣从死里复活了，并且凭着信心。 你会复活并行走在新的生命中。
A new king.
一位新的君王。
New purposes.
新的目的。
A new outlook on life.
新的人生观。
A new heart.
一颗新的心。
A new love for people.
对人的心爱。
A new love for God.
对神的心爱。
And a new recognition for sin and its damning effects.
对罪及毁灭性影响的新认识。
You see, the gospel, it changes everything.
你可以看到福音可以改变一切。
By faith, you believe in the gospel.
凭着信心你相信了福音。
The gospel changes your eternal destiny and it also impacts life right now.
福音改变了你永恒的命运，也在现在的生活当中改变你。
The gospel can change a murderer into a man of God.
福音可以将杀人犯变成属神的人。
That's Paul's testimony.
这是保罗的见证。
The gospel can reconcile a broken marriage.
福音可以修复破碎的婚姻。
Because the gospel reconciles your relationship to God.
因为福音通过基督修复了你与神的关系。
Through Jesus Christ.
通过主耶稣基督。
The gospel can free you from addiction to drugs and alcohol and lustful thoughts and pride and bitterness and envy as you crucify your flesh.
当你定时肢体肉体的时候，福音可以使你摆脱毒品、酒精、淫荡的思想、骄傲、苦读和妒忌的影响。
The gospel gives you the power to forgive someone that's caused you great pain.
福音会给你力量去宽恕那些给你带来巨大痛苦的人。
Because the gospel offers you forgiveness.
因为福音宽恕了你的罪。
The gospel allows you to forgive yourself.
福音让你能够原谅自己。
We are often so hard on ourselves.
我们常常对自己太苛刻。
We talk to ourselves in a way that Jesus never would.
我们可能用基督永远不会用的方式来自言自语。
But the gospel says you are important to Christ.
但福音对你说。 对基督来说你很重要。
So important that he gave himself up for you.
如此的重要，以至于他为了你而舍弃了自己的生命。
The gospel says our greatest problem has a solution.
福音说我们最大的问题是有解决问题的方式。
Sin is our greatest problem.
罪是我们最大的问题。
Unrepentant, unconfessed sin will separate you from God eternally.
不悔改，不承认罪，将使你与神永远的分离。
But the good news of the gospel is that Jesus Christ is the antidote.
但福音的好消息就是耶稣基督就是这个解药。
And it's a free gift that comes by faith.
这是一份通过信仰而来的免费的礼物。
You say, what must I do to have my sins forgiven?
你说，我必须做什么呢，才能让我的罪得到赦免呢？
Trust the gospel.
相信基督的福音。
With simple, childlike faith, believe in him who died on the cross for you.
以孩童般简单的信心，相信那位死在十字架上的主。
Beloved here, if you have not personally fixed your eyes upon Christ and received him by faith, you do not have salvation.
亲爱的每一位人，如果你没有亲自定睛仰望基督并凭信心接受他，你就没有救恩。
If you have not trusted in Christ's crucifixion and resurrection, then you stand right now at the foot of the cross, having not received eternal life.
如果你还没有相信基督的钉十字架和复活，那么你现在就站在十字架的脚下，还没有获得永生。
If the cross is meaningless to you, then you're not saved by the one who died upon it.
如果十字架对你来说毫无意义，那么死在十字架上的那一位就不会拯救你。
But all of this can change in an instant.
但这个局面可以瞬间的就改变。
Cry out to Christ.
向基督呼求。
Plead with Christ to save you from the consequences of sin and hell.
恳求基督将你从罪和地狱的后果中拯救出来。
Nobody who approaches the throne of Christ will be rejected.
接近基督宝座的人不会被拒绝。
Receive the Son of God as Lord and Savior and walk the rest of your days in faith.
接受神的儿子作为主和救主，并凭着信心度过你的一生。
Devote yourself to his commands.
献身于他的命令。
Be transformed into his holy image.
并转变为他圣洁的形象。
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
Jesus intentionally excluded every other way.
耶稣故意地排除其他一切的方式。
He excluded every other religion.
他排除了所有其他的宗教。
There is no other way to find forgiveness of sin but through the gospel of Jesus Christ.
除了通过基督的福音之外，没有其他的方式可以使罪得到赦免。
So examine your sinful heart this morning.
所以你要审查你罪恶的心。
Lift up your sorrowful eyes on the cross.
抬起你悲伤的眼睛看向十字架。
And trust in the one who loved you and gave himself up for you.
相信那位爱你并且为你舍己的人。
And live by faith.
凭着信心而活。
But even the strongest of believers can have moments of doubt.
即使是最坚定信心的信徒也可能有怀疑的时刻。
We have a habit of comparing ourselves to Paul, and let's not do that.
我们可能有个习惯将自己与保罗进行比较，但我们不要这样做。
So I want to give you five signs that Christ is living within you.
所以我想给你五个属神品质的迹象，表明基督住在你的里面。
If you're a believer and need assurance of faith this morning, then examine your heart right now and see if these qualities are growing within you.
如果你是信徒，并且需要信心的保证，请在这个时间，请你检查一下自己的内心，看看这些品质是不是在你的内心当中成长。
Number one, is there a growing love for Jesus in your life?
第一点，在你的心里对耶稣的爱有没有与日的俱增？
Is there a noticeable and increasing spirit of repentance in your heart?
在你的心里是不是有那个明显却不断增强的悔改的精神？
Does sin hurt your heart?
罪会不会让你的心刺痛？
Is there a relentless devotion to the word of God?
对神的话语不断的不懈的追求。
Do you have a growing interest in Bible theology and doctrines?
你是否有对圣经神学和教义的兴趣？
And is there an obvious love for God and neighbor?
你的心里是不是有对神和对你邻舍的明显的爱？
Tell you, if these marks are within you, then keep fighting the good fight.
如果这些迹象在你的内心，并且不断的增加，请继续的为正义而战。
Keep fighting the good fight.
继续为正义而战。
So in conclusion today, I ask myself, if Christ gave himself for me, what can I do for him?
说今天我在这里我问自己，如果基督为我舍己，那么我能为他做什么呢？
Live not for I, but for Christ and nothing else.
不是为我自己而活，而是为基督而活，除此之外没有其他。
Live by faith.
凭着信心而活。
This new life in Christ is one of holy joy.
在基督里的新生命是一种神圣的喜乐。
And if Christ is yours, then the gates of Hades shall never prevail against you.
如果基督是你的，那么阴间的门将永远无法战胜你。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our most gracious Heavenly Father,
我们最慈祥的天父，
thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ.
感谢您的儿子，耶稣基督。
Thank you that he died on the cross for our sins.
感谢他为了我们的罪而死在十字架上。
Thank you for the free gift of salvation.
感谢您给我们免费的救恩的礼物。
Thank you that your mercies are great on our soul.
感谢您对我们灵魂的巨大的怜悯。
Thank you for showing us what true love is.
感谢您向我们展示什么是真爱。
Help us to walk by faith every day of our lives.
帮助我们在我们每一天的生命当中凭着信心而活。
And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
我们奉主基督耶稣的名祷告。阿门。